It's Tuesday, 25th of November 2014. This is HPR episode 1647 and Idle Dog Cast Planet Live 2014, the cooking show. It is hosted by 50 and 50 and is about 21 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to 50and50@signlinuxbasement.com or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is Ogcast 2014. We cooked dinner. I drink beer. A time is had by all.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Stacks.
Yeah.
This is seven of them that I can't separate.
Okay.
So I put them back in the ball. The problem is because they haven't rested, the gluten isn't behaving.
Okay. So well, we're gonna need more.
I know.
Do you need me to help you? Just when you roll them out, butter them. Don't roll them out and then roll them out and butter them.
That's what I was doing. I have two up for you, and then you are gonna have a dry cue for a little while. Those all need to be rolled in butter. So. Yeah, I'm gonna start buttering again. Phil.
Yep. And we are being recorded now.
So we are making quema paratha, and we have like a 4 or 5 person assembly line. This is 50% whole wheat, 50% all-purpose flour.
No, it's bread flour.
It's mostly bread? Okay.
No, it's half bread, half whole wheat.
Half bread, half whole wheat with some dry milk and water. And that. They're being rolled out now. Yeah, I'll probably just be right. They're being rolled out, rolled flat, buttered, folded in half, buttered again. And then that resulted in a fourth of the size. We divided 4 batches into 48 balls. After buttering and folding, they're rolled back out. And after they are judged sufficiently flat, sufficiently big, they're probably what? I don't know, let's say 3-4 inch triangle. You take 2 of them and you stuff a bunch of ground spice meat in between, roll them flat again after pinching the edge shut. Then they're fried on the griddle and served with a bunch of hungry hackers and broadcasters. Are you panic washing the place?
I'm just the quick rinse on the time.
Well, that's what you get for running a farmhouse. It's like, I hope these are washed. I hope they were put away clean.
That was a buttered one, or that was a fresh one?
These are fresh, yeah. We had a couple that we tried to roll them all out and stack them, and that didn't work too well because the flour started. So that one is rolled out. Fold it in half, butter again, fold it. Second time, I roll that back out.
It's okay, this will taste the same way.
The biggest problem about being the butter in between these layers is that when you squeeze, sometimes you get a butter pocket and then it'll squirt butter halfway across the room. I think I've got a couple pieces of backsplash. The biggest problem is because these stuck together, I had to recut the dough. The dough has rested, it's fighting me. And I guess for the podcast, we're getting the full recipe, because the recipes are not copyrighted.
That camera?
Are these buttered?
Those three are buttered. This one is not rolled yet.
Okay.
We have this ridiculous production line going on where we have one person rolling them out, one person buttering them, first person rolls them back out again, third person stuffs the meat, and fourth person rolls that and cooks it. That was really fighting it. That's one of the big things about dough is you have to let it rest. If you don't let dough rest, you. The gluten does not stretch appropriately and becomes a spring instead.
I have another one. I have another
one. That one rested in the range for a couple moments. Those listeners. Change the process again. I'll hold it flat, you butter and fold, and then let it rest for a quick second.
We have the puffer.
We got a puffer.
Okay, you can bring some things out.
That looks like we need quite a bit.
Someone want to bring
it out? Come and get it!
Okay. What? Place some pork and onions.
Somebody wanted to. Where's their knife? Oh, they're there. We'll have to have somebody describe what these taste like.
They were just taking the first tray out to all those guys that are sitting out there at the table what are helping us.
Rat bastards get eaten first.
Not always works.
Was this buttered? This one was.
Okay.
If it's not buttered, it's not the end of the world. It just doesn't taste this good.
Right.
Yes, we're doing all this for flavor. I mean, you can get some of the fat, but...
Oh, that's good. I like that.
This was better. I can see the
molds. Once you're done with that, I'm going to need somebody else to fill and roll. I'm trying to cook, and they're cooking fast now. Because it's really hot.
The shutterbug in there is back on his original job. Tankinator. He was doing the filling. I didn't have a cue for it, so.
Sounds like bringing up and just helping direct more.
It's amazing when you go to a house and it's like, oh yeah, it's fully stocked. It's like, what does that mean?
These yours were what was here?
That's what was here.
So here.
Yeah, we didn't bring any dish towels.
I got 28. Pretty nifty. You got caught up?
Yeah. Finally.
I didn't want to make gooey, huh?
Just using my bench scraper to try to make seven balls out of eight slices.
The best you can.
Yeah, for the listeners, we had several of these little pancake-shaped pieces of dough balls, all rolled out, but then when we stacked them for further processing, they decided they were too attached to each other.
So, yeah, if you're going to... And we just didn't have room in this kitchen to do...
That's pretty nifty, though. What year was that made?
What?
The camera.
That's probably three or 4 years old now. They have a couple newer models. I haven't felt the need or the expense to upgrade.
Right.
Might as well send a shout-out to Nat, the last known god, who is currently installing cable right now, while the rest of us live out his dream vacation for 2014.
Anybody send the pictures yet?
I need some more butter.
I've been posting them.
Okay.
The ones I get.
Can I have some more butter? I just need to butter this.
When we're done eating, we all need to get together and get them.
Is this the squish?
That's the squish. I'm going to squeeze it. Like this. I'm so glad I cleaned the counters.
No.
You know I'd be able to do this.
It doesn't matter if there's meat or things in the,
and since we,
on the tray, because everything is meat in it.
Since we haven't told the HPR audience who we are, we're the group that went to Outcast Planet Live 2014 on Memorial Day weekend, and we've been all day at the
Nobles Amusement Park. We decided not to eat out, so we came back, and
everybody but me rode roller coasters all afternoon, but I'm too big a chicken to... Yep. just not my thing, so I kind of did my own thing, and a good time was had by all.
You hear that sizzling going on. Yeah, we're kind of jumping around a bit, but...
Tomorrow, we expect to visit Centralia, Pennsylvania.
That'll be a fun show.
That's, for those of you who don't know, this was a coal mining community back in, what, the 1970s or 60s? Something like that. But the whole coal field under the town caught fire.
Yeah, switch.
And the coal mine was
fan. Exhaust fan.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, we haven't set off a smoke detector yet. That's not a good sign. Tank, are you even or odd? What's wrong with this one?
It's just too small. No, I can't cover the meat.
Yeah, no. Just use less meat for the last ones. There's just not enough.
No.
If you had cut it down to like 30 grams.
Yeah, we were sticking 50 grams. Is that better?
Yeah, but it's
going to
be too much. Just do 30. Sorry.
Yeah, the best ally you have in a kitchen when making anything is a food scale. Now, obviously, if you're doing this, quote, authentic, I mean, ghee, it's clarified butter, but sort of in the middle of a farmhouse, you don't have time to clarify butter, which is to heat up to where it's boiling and skim the milk solids off.
They smell good.
Very good. Yeah, we pre-mix the spices beforehand. I mean, normally it's like a multi-stage thing where you spice the meat and then you heat the oil, then you add some spices to that, and then you add the onion and the garlic. We just use onion powder. Son of
a... What?
I've got 4 balls, 3 rolled out,
yeah.
And he's even. So he doesn't need, because it's 2 per, so I'm actually off.
What did you do? Where's the other one?
I apparently miscounted. I'll just make a one. I was expecting it to be odd. Maybe we miscounted the glob there. It was actually 8 or 6 or something.
For some of those other eyes, we
eat it. Well, you don't eat it in this house. That would be better.
That one's a little too black. Okay. Well, that's going to go up. But anyway, well, when we break Centralia, the coal underneath the ground, back about 40 years ago, ignited. It has been 62?
Yeah, it's right here. That's a little, what's it like? Almost 50 years. Is it
62? It's not turning on.
Oh.
But the point is, the coal underneath the town ignited and has been burning ever since, and...
The town really doesn't exist anymore.
The government moved them out.
For almost everybody. And so what's left is an empty asphalt grid that is being rapidly overgrown with plant life.
And a few conspiracy theorists.
Who still live there. There is an ambulance and fire station that is still there that is not affected by the fire. And there's an abandoned section of Pennsylvania 61, which is a wild ground for the bee. It has a very interesting remix culture. You go there, you come back a couple months later, and some of the graffito that was left there has been sprayed over, changed, remixed, vandalized. People had pieces down there. There's a rich remix culture. Because you can't really sign your work and you can't really protect it. People alter it, spray paint fades. It's sort of a de facto Creative Commons. Once in a while, if you're interested in how a road is put together, it's a fun place to go because you can actually see it split open from the subsidence. I don't know if we'll see any tomorrow, but sometimes there's a good portion of the coal catches on fire and you can see it steaming. Might be able to roast some marshmallows. I wouldn't eat the marshmallows, but I could roast them.
And if this reminds anybody of a hawk, plot for a horror movie you may have seen once, yeah, there's probably an inspiration. Right?
Silent Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Silent Hill is a video game first.
Right. Well, I know if I see a dude in a pointy hat with a big long sword, I can't run very well. All these people outrun me, so these I'm the one that's going to get.
It's probably fair. I'd give a fair pointy hat to big long sword. We're done by
that. Okay.
You put in the last one.
Well, I'll wash my hands then. Flour off of them.
It! Wait, what?
What?
Oh. What's even on odd?
Put it on that.
I can scoop it in my chair, I guess.
Shake him up, sir.
Here, you're back.
Can you put the meat away? Just put it in the fridge.
What meat?
That meat. What meat?
It's impossible to put this meat away because the fridge is so full of meat.
Oh,
we're fine. I managed to get it through.
Can we clean some of this aisle?
Yes.
I'm going to...
The most important part of the meal preparation process is to clean up afterwards. I'm being sarcastic.
Well, otherwise you wind up having to do it after you play Cards Against Humanity for several hours.
Yeah.
That would be a fun idea for a show. Record a Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, no. You don't want to record them.
Why not?
Then you can't be as offensive because somebody has it on record.
I never stopped.
Me. Yeah, I was suggesting hooking up the webcam and starting a Google Hangout.
Oh, God. That's just over the top.
Well, that's what I was afraid of. People would feel self-conscious should we do something like that.
Just come back and run.
Probably right. Wouldn't bother me, but someday you'll go in for a job interview.
You'll be like, why did you play that shit card? When you had these in your hand. And that would be the best outcome.
That's what I would say.
So, Ken, no Cards Against Humanity. HPR. Sorry, I tried to talk him into it.
And we just talked you out of it. Because it's not fun to hear other people play cards. You want to play with them. That's different.
Yeah, that's the experience we had on KPO. There's a way to do it through IRC that we found.
Yeah, pretend you're XYZ. Right.
I'm having this.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the meat.
Can you light this again?
Yes. It's fun being in a farmhouse where there's no automatic ignition on the
farm. Sorry.
Yeah. Only the last few minutes. I should have started it before.
All right, just in front. Is that enough?
We probably got about as much as the HPR audience can stand.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, the recipe will be in the show notes. You can try it yourself.
Okay, so to HPR and Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, we're going to be signing out from Saturday night at All Cast Planet Live. Memorial Day weekend, 2014. 3:30, Peggy, and the last known God, you really should have been here.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecka Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.